have so much to talk about in this week's parsha. So many ideas about Matan Torah and Torah learning. I chose to speak about something also universal and global, but not about Matan Torah, but about one of the Aseret HaDibrot. And I'd like to look at it in a way that I think is a little unique, with the help of some Mefarshim and some explanation, hopefully, standing on their shoulders. In order to do that, we're going to start with a Gemara that I think you've heard before, maybe you've even seen inside before. I love learning Gemaras that we've known since we're little kids, but seeing them inside, and especially in this case, a Gemara that's the end of a Gemara that's more, so to speak, in quotes, famous. This is the end of the Gemara related to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar, who went into the cave because they were being chased by the Romans. They said, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai specifically, said some very negative things about the government. We're going to do this Gemara inside Emetz Hashem when we get to Lag BaOmer. Od Chazon LaMoed. But you just, as a refresher, you remember that Rishon Bar Yochai therefore had to run into a cave, and he didn't wear his clothing, and he was fed miraculously, and after 12 years of learning Torah, he came out, and he and his son Rav Elazar, everywhere they went, they just destroyed the whole world, because everything they saw, they couldn't believe that a person would be involved in plowing and planting. Why? How could you plow and plant when you're learning Torah, Torah Matehei Aleha, what's going to be with Torah if you're so busy focusing on plowing and planting? Hashem tells them to go back into the cave, and they didn't stay for 12 years, they stayed for another 12 months. And at that time, we pick up our Gemara now. At that time, line 1, everyone familiar with the story, right? There's no time right now to look at that whole Gemara, it's a beautiful Gemara. We're not going to be able to do it right now, but the end of the Gemara is also beautiful, of course, and it's going to help us understand something about Shabbat, I think, in a unique way. So they go back into the cave, and at that point, after 12 years and 12 months, 13 years, Yatzta Bat Kol, line 1, V'yamra, Tzu Mima'aratchem, it's time to go out. A Bat Kol tells them to come out. They had already gone out once before and it didn't work. Let's see if it works this time. Nafku, they went out. Kol Hecha Dehava Mache Rabbi Elazar. Every place that Rabbi Elazar the son damaged, ruined, destroyed, presumably similar to the last time they went out. Everywhere that Rabbi Elazar, everywhere that he saw, everywhere that he went, he destroyed. But Masei Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, line 2, he was able to correct. Everywhere that Rabbi Elazar destroyed, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was able to heal, to correct, to fix. Amar lo, and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says to his son, Beni, Dai le'olam ani ve'ata. You and I, it's all we need in this world. What does that mean? I have to come back to that. What does it mean? Only you and I are needed. We need a destroyer and we need a healer. We need you and me. We don't need the rest of the world. Let's see. The Gemara continues, and obviously, presumably, the Gemara giving us details, it's important for you and me to learn. So let's see. End of line 2. Look inside. Bahade Panya Dema'ale Shabbata. On that air of Shabbos. So they've been in a cave for 13 years. Rabbi Elazar is still burning things everywhere he goes. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is healing. And that first Erev Shabbat, Chazu, they saw Hahu Saba. They saw this elderly man, middle of line 3. Dehavanakit Trei Midaane Asa. He was holding 2 Hadas branches, 2 myrtle branches, 2, we can call them 2 bouquets of flowers. But specifically Hadas, although we're not going to get into that right now why that's so, but he was holding 2 separate Hadas branches. Virahit, and he was running, hurrying. Bain Hashmashot. He was hurrying and running, Bein Hashmashot, it's almost Shabbos. And they see this man, and he's running, and he's an old man, running Bein Hashmashot. Amru Lei, line 4, they stop him, and they say to him, Hanei Lamalach. These? Lamalach? Yeah? Hello? Tell me? Why do you have them? What are these? Why do you have these? Good. Amar Lehu, he said to them, the old man said to them, Lichvod Shabbat. It's for Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, what a beautiful story. He's bringing flowers home to his wife, I guess. The Gemara then says that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Elazar his son say to him, end of line 4, V'tizge lach b'chad. Tizge lach b'chad. What do you think that means? What's that? Yafem ma'od! One should be enough. No reason to go overboard. One should be enough. One should be sufficient. Why is one not sufficient for you? His answer, end of line 4. Chad keneged zachor, v'chad keneged shamor. No, I have two. One is for zachor, and one is for shamor. That's it. I guess he runs off. Line 5, Amar Le Libre. He said to his son, Yafer, Rishon Bar Yochai said to his son, Chazi, take a look. Kama Chavivin Mitzvot Al Yisrael. Look how Chavivin, special, beloved, Mitzvot are to Bnei Yisrael. And at that point, the beginning of line 6, Yativ da'atayhu, period, end of the story. Yativ da'atayhu, there. Say again? Yafemo, their minds were settled. They were able to, there's no more Rabbi Lazar burning, there's no Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai healing. That's the end of the story. And we have to ask one big question mark, what is going on? Shimon bar Yochai and his son go into a cave. They try to come out after 12 years. They don't succeed. It's a bad... Hashem sends them back into the cave. I didn't send you to... I didn't take you out to destroy my world, said Hashem. He sends them back in. And they come out again, and it's a partial success. Rabbi Lazar is still burning things. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai has to heal them everywhere he goes. He says, it's you and me is enough. What's going on? They see an old man. Why is it significant his age? He's running. Why is it significant that he's running? It's Bein Hashmashot. Why is it significant that it's Bein Hashmashot? And he tells this, I don't know, very simple story. Two branches. Why do you have two? Shamar v'zachor. Oh, why didn't you tell me? No more burning. We have time to go back into the world. What is going on? So in order to understand that, we're going to put that on hold and we have to explore a little further Zachor v'Shamor. Our parsha presents one perspective of Shabbos, and Parshat Vayetchanan presents another perspective on Shabbos, all delivered on Har Sinai, all delivered to Moshe, all part of Aseret HaDibrot, Shamor v'Zachor b'Dibur Echad. But we have to explore what Shamor means and what Zachor means. In order to do that, you have to look at the two presentations of Shabbat, one in our parsha and one in Vayetchanan, and it's in front of you. Our parsha says in Parshat Yitro Perek Chaf, Zachor, Et Yom HaShabbat Lekadsho, Sheishet Yamim Tavod V'yasita Kol Melachtecha, V'yom HaShvi Shabbat LaShem Elokecha, Lo Ta'aseh Kol Melacha, Lo Ta'aseh Kol Melacha, Ata, uvincha, uvitecha, avdecha, vamatcha, uvemtecha, vegercha, asher bisharecha. Why? Why should you zachor yom haShabbat lekadsho? Ki sheishet yamim asa Hashem et haShemayim ve'et haaretz, et hayam ve'et kol asher bam vayanach, bayom haShvi'i. Al kein beirach Hashem et yom haShabbat, vayikadoshehu. When we get to Sefer Devarim, and when we get to Parshat Vayetchanan, we have a different perspective on a variety of levels. We have Shamor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadsho, Ka'asher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, Sheishet Yamim Tavor Ve'asita Kol Melachtecha, Yom HaShvi'i Shabbat LaShem Elokecha, Lo Ta'aseh Kol Melacha Ata, Uvincha, Uvitecha, Vavdecha, Vamatecha, Vishorcha, Vachamorcha, Vechol Behemtecha, Vegercha Asher Bisharecha, Lema'an Yanuach Avdecha, Vamatcha Kamocha. Why? Vezocharta Ki Ever Hayita Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Vayotziacha Hashem Elokecha Misham, Biyad Chazaka, Uvizroa Netuya, Al Kain Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha La'asot Et Yom HaShabbat. What started as one difference between the two presentations of Shabbat, one Shamor and one Zachor, has gotten more expanded. And I'd like to understand that, the differences, using an opinion that's quoted in a few places by Rav Kook, and I printed one of them. Rav Kook wrote and spoke a lot, and so much is printed of his work, and if you've ever had a chance to take a look, some of it's more accessible, some not. The former Mashkiach of Yeshivat Shalavim, a man by the name of Rav Moshe Tzuriel Shlita, wrote the only index to all of Rav Kook's works. We have it right here. It's about a 5-volume work, right over there, next to Margalit. 5 volumes. Index of Rav Kook. If you ever want to look up something the way Rav Kook explains, it's beautiful. It's only the Baki of Rav Tzuriel, who I had the zechut of learning with, and many of your teachers did as well. Anyway, but one of the Sfarim that was written by Rav Kook is named Ein Ayah. Ein Ayah is his Perush on Agadot Chazal. And he only wrote on very few Masechtot, the most easily accessible are Brachot and Shabbat. And this is his shot on that Gemara. I'm only standing on his shoulders. Let's take a look at the differences between the way Shabbat is presented in Yitro and Vayetchanan, and it'll help us understand the Gemara and hopefully give us a better understanding of the way Shabbat can be and should be observed, and maybe also why, when we want to describe somebody's religious level, which I'm not sure why we ever would want to, but for toilet purposes, you would say, is he or she, you know, in English we'll say Shomer Shabbos. Sometimes you'll say Kashrus. You rarely ask, you know, does he wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam? You rarely ask, how much money does he spend on his esrog? Shomer Shabbos, Shabbos seems to be the sign in the Chafetz Chaim's mashal to tell us that the store is open for business, if you're familiar with that mashal. If you open a store, well, no one's going to come if you don't put a sign outside. And Shabbos is this presentation, this sign that says, I'm committed Jew, I believe in God. I make mistakes like everybody else, but my general direction is one of growth. Why is that so? We're going to go first, even though this is Parshat Yitro, we're going to start with Vayetchanan. In Parshat Vayetchanan, as we just read, Shabbat, the Torah links the reason for Shabbos to Yitziat Mitzrayim, V'zacharta ki eved hayita be'eretz Mitzrayim, etc. In other words, Kedushat Shabbat, as presented in Parshat Vayetchanan, comes from a heavenly koach, a divine place that bestows otherworldly kedusha and otherworldly kindness and goodness on Klal Yisrael. Yitziat Mitzrayim, we were not zoche, we did not deserve to be taken out. We were on the 49th level of Tuma. We had to do certain mitzvot in Mitzrayim in order to be zoche, but it comes totally from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, bending down to us. God, so to speak, as we say in Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel, HaMashpili Lirot Bashamayim Uva'aretz, we see Mikimi Me'afar Dal. It was Hashem who, as it were, Kiviyachol, excuse the anthropomorphistic reference, it is God, so to speak, bending down and coming to you and me. In Kabbalistic terms, I do not learn Kabbalah. I do not learn Kabbalah. The closest thing I learn to Kabbalah is if I go to a restaurant and ask for a receipt, you know, Kabbalah. But I don't learn Kabbalah at all. But those people who do learn Kabbalah, term this kind of avodat Hashem as itaruta dileela. Itaruta dileela. Sort of like hitorerut dileela, from above. It's an awakening, it's a power, it's a strength, it's an energy that comes from above, downward. And the Medrash uses this expression a lot, Bale Musar uses this expression a lot, the Ramchal uses this expression, others. Itaruta dileela. This is why, perhaps, this is why I think, this is my suggestion, and you can help me clarify this, this is why Shamor is the expression, is the mitzvah in Parsha Vayetchanan. Shamor, and you'll take a look at the Ramban on this week's Parsha, who explains what Shamor is. Shamor refers, as you know, to the Lo Ta'aseis. Now why do I have Lo Ta'aseis? I have Lo Ta'aseis to remind me that I'm not in charge. 6 days a week I'm working, and I'm creating, and I'm building, and I'm slowly thinking, look at me, I'm pretty important. I am one of the masters of the universe. And God says, no, you're not. Shamor et yom ha-shabbat lekadsho, slow down. You can't build a fire, and you can't cook, and you can't drive, and you can't talk on the phone, you can't do any of that. You think you're such a big shot, you're not. I am, says God, you are not. Shamor reminds us that we are not gods ourselves. We are not ones who create with a capital C, we only create with a lowercase c. That is Shamor. And that is, and that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create Yesh Mayayin. And Shamor, be careful. And that comes, that's related, that's referred to in the second thing that many of us say on Friday night. Ki hu yom techila lemikrai kodesh zecher litziat mitzrayim. There is that component of Shabbat, itaruta dele'ela, coming from God downward, presenting himself and being Mekadesh Shabbat. I'm not Mekadesh Shabbat, I am Mekadesh Yantif, right? I am able to set what day Rosh Chodesh is, and 10 days later is Yom Kippur, and 15 days later is Sukkot, and 15 days later is Pesach, right? I can do that. But I can't create Shabbos. One out of every 7 days, no matter what, is Shabbos. That's Shamor, and that is V'zacharta ki Eved Hayita, that is Yitziat Mitzrayim. And simultaneously, there is a different angle, a different perspective of Shabbat as presented in our Parsha, in Parshat Yitro. This pasuk, these psukim and this mitzvah, as presented in Parshat Yitro, views Shabbos and looks at Shabbos from a different angle. Here, Shabbat comes from a very different place. It comes, so to speak, from the 6 days of creation. It comes from me, mimicking God, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm creating like God created. And I'm supposed to do that. I'm supposed to fill the world, milu ha'aretz v'chivshuha. I'm supposed to. I'm supposed to be involved in the world. And I'm supposed to change the world. And then comes Shabbos, and I pull back. And Shabbos comes from the Kedusha, so to speak, that I inject into it. Tosefet Shabbat. This is what the Kabbalah, which I don't learn, calls itaruta dilatata. Tata is the opposite of le'ela. Tata, it's a certain hitorerut, energy, koach, whatever you call it, that comes from below. We are the ones that make it holy. Ki sheishet yamim asa Hashem et hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz atayem v'kol ha'shabam v'yanach v'yom ha'shvi'i al kein be'rach Hashem et yom ha'shabbat v'yikadshehu. Of course Hashem makes it holy. But the holiness, so to speak, the emphasis, the focus, comes from my refraining from work. That is what we say at Kiddush on Friday nights. The first thing we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'ratzavanu V'Shabbat Kodesho B'Ahava V'Ratzon Hinchilanu, Zikaron L'Ma'aseh Bereishit. That too has a component, that too is an aspect of Shabbos. That is this itaruta dilatata, and this makes sense why Zachor is used in this mitzvah, in this aspect, in this angle, in this perspective. Zachor, as the Ramban tells us on this week's parsha, are the mitzvot aseh. I am the one that takes wine, and I don't use it for getting drunk, God forbid, and parties. I use it for kiddush. I use it for avdallah. I use plain old food and I turn it into a seuda on Shabbos. I all of a sudden am taking all these assays, and I am the one who am mekadesh these mundane things and making them holy. And I have this two aspects of Shabbat. One, itaruta de la'ela, coming from God, Shamor, just like Yitziat Mitzrayim, Hashem coming down. And the other side, I have itaruta de la'tata. I have this concept of Zachor, I'm the one that makes it holy. I, similar to Sheshet Yemei Breishit, I'm the one that injects the Kedusha into it. I'm the one that reminds myself that all our, my food, all my drink, all of our material possessions, not just on Shabbos, all of our material possessions and everything I encounter in this world are to be used, are to be employed in the service of God. It's possible that this is the explanation of a Gemara at the bottom of the page in Masechet Baba Kama. It's really the last three words on Lamed Bet Amud Aleph, and then it turns to Lamed Bet Amud Bet. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ba'u v'neitzei likrat kala malketa, v'amri la likrat shabbat kala malketa. Rabbi Chanina teaches you and me about Kabbalat Shabbat, not only the davening, but also the concept. Let's bo'u v'neitze likrat kala malketa. Let's get up and go out and greet kala malketa. Many people have the minhag, I do, bli neder, that when you turn around for bo'i b'shalom, you take a couple steps towards the door. So bo'u v'neitze, let's go and greet. Some people in other communities literally go outside and sing and dance outside. I don't do that often, but it's a beautiful thing. I'm not saying not to. But you take a couple steps. That's Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yanai did something a little different. Rabbi Yanai mit atef v'kai. He wrapped himself up in a talis v'kai, and he stayed put. He stayed. V'yamar bo'i kala. Bo'i kala. Look at this machloket. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yanai, it seems, that Rabbi Chanina conveys the idea is that we are the ones who accept Shabbos. According to Rabbi Chanina, it seems that the focus of Shabbos is that it's Hashem who is Mekadesh the Shabbat. It's already the Queen. And all I'm doing is greeting the Queen. It's coming this way. I'm not sure if I say Kala Malketa, or I say Shabbat Kala Malketa, but either way, it's already a Kala, it's already a Malchut, so to speak, and it comes my way. It would seem that Rabbi Yanai, who was Mitateif Bekai, and he says, Bo'i Kala, Bo'i Kala, it seems according to Rabbi Yanai, the focus is that we stand put, we stand still, and it's Hashem, so to speak, who, I'm sorry, because of that, the Shabbos, so to speak, comes to us. It's a queen. It's not a kala. It's a kala, not a queen. And we are the chatan looking for our mate, so to speak. That's l'cha dodi likrat kala. Pnei Shabbat nekabala. We sing it every Friday night. And that we're waiting at the chuppah, so to speak, to have the kala come to us. And that's these two components. It's such a beautiful thing. Rav Kook doesn't say all this, but I think he was hinting to all this. And this perhaps answers and explains not only the two parshiot, the two perspectives on Shabbos in the Aseres Hadibros, but it's also helps us understand this Gemara so well. We don't have time to go through the whole, he literally line by line explained this Gemara to mean that it was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and it was Rabbi Elazar who did not get that there are two components to Shabbat, and Shabbat, as we said, the signpost for my Avodat Hashem, it is my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the whole week. Hayom Yom Rishon, B'Shabbat. Hayom Yom Sheni, B'Shabbat. Hayom Shlishi, B'Shabbat. They came out of their cave the first time and couldn't fathom a world where I have a partnership, where I have any role. How can you plow, how dare you plow and leave Torah? Now remember, they lived for 12 years at that point, for 12 years in a completely non-physical state. They didn't even wear clothing. The Gemara tells us that they buried themselves up into the sand. They didn't have to worry about food and not worry about drink and not worry about clothing. Sounds like the people in the Midbar. So of course when you come out of the cave that way, you're not going to relate. How dare you? How can you waste your time plowing, planting? And Hashem said, you got to go back in. And even when they went back in and went back out, it wasn't a full rehabilitation, so to speak. And it was an old man who was running Bein HaShmashot. Rav Kook tells us that Bein HaShmashot, there's nobody in this room who can tell me whether Bein HaShmashot is night or day. You don't know. I don't know. Chazal didn't know. It's night and day. It's day and night. It's neither, it's both. And therefore we're machmir on both ends. Fasting on Yom Kippur begins before Bein HaShmashot. Fasting on Yom Kippur ends after Bein HaShmashot. Shabbos begins before Bein HaShmashot. And because I don't know when it is. I don't know when Bein HaShmashot is. But what is Bein HaShmashot, says Rav Kook? It's the merging. It's exactly that. It's the merging of weekday and Shabbos. He was running not Stam. He was running Bein HaShmashot. He was teaching Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And he was teaching Rabbi Elazar. There's a merge here. Shamor v'zachor b'dibur achad. And they see him with two flowers and they say, what do you need both of them for? They knew what was going on. And he said, no. You need both Shamor and Zachor. You need the lotaseis and the aseis. You need the itaruta de la'ila and the itaruta de la'tata. You need Yitziat Mitzrayim and you need Cheshet Yemei Bereshit. Rav Kook also goes on to explain he was an old man who was running. He shouldn't be running. Older people don't run. But when you have this koach elyon, Rav Kook says that it gives him certain strength. He can override even this world. And that is what calmed Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Elazar down. That's what explained to them, Yativ Da'atayhu. I got it now. There's learning Torah, you got to learn Torah. And you got to go into a cave. We're in a cave right now. More ways than one. We are in a bubble, and that's fine. We understand that. We understand that we need for a little while to go into that cave. And we have to go into that cave and not worry about clothing and food. Everything's taken care of. Thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thanks to your parents. It's taken care of. We're done. That's beautiful. This also needs to come back out. Also time at some point, not now, to leave that cave and to say Shamor Vizachor Bidibur Echad. We need that combination. And that can only happen when everything we do, both the learning Torah and the plowing and the planting, both the in the cave and the out of the cave, that only happens when we are focused and we recognize and we realize that it all is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're right. If I plow and I plant, it's a complete waste of time if I'm not doing it for the right reasons. And I'm not even talking about real waste of time. A job, a profession, building, we have to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for us to be a component in this world. He waits for us to be a partner, so to speak. Remember we said the other day, Na'ase Adam B'Tzalmeinu? That it's we're partners. Who's the Na'ase? It's God, and it's you and me. He, in quotes, again, excuse the expression, he needs us, in quotes. He needs us. There's no king without a kingdom, there's no melech without a malchut, and he needs us. He needs us to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim B'Rabim, and he needs us, in quotes, to build buildings, and to build hospitals, and to build bridges, and to conquer space and time. Adam 1, Adam 2, lonely man of faith, we need both of these. One without the other can literally be destructive. The only way that we can do both is if we keep our eyes, if we keep our focus, if we keep our perspective on recognizing that it all comes back to Shabbos. Shabbos is our connection to God. Shabbos is our connection not only one day a week, not only one day a week, certainly one day a week, but we're supposed to have that one day continue even during our 6 days. Some of you have this beautiful minhag after Havdalah, 6 more days till Shabbos. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. We have a minhag in our family. We neder that after with the Havdalah candle, with the Havdalah candle, we light the Malava Malka candle, because we're Malava the Malka out. But the same fire, that same light, that same spark that was there on Shabbos and brought us out of Shabbos is supposed to come into the week. Supposed to bring us into the week. It's very special. It's a very nice idea. There's a song, which I'm sure I don't know the whole song, but there's the chorus. Kol Hashavu Hashabbat, right? Kol Hashavu Hashabbat. You know that song?
No.
It's a beautiful song. You have to know it. It's written and sung and performed and arranged by Rabbi Felberman's nephew, actually. And it's a beautiful song. It's just that I don't know the whole song, but that particular, unless I'm reading out of context, which is possible, and I apologize to everyone, is I don't, it's not, we don't, that's not what we look for. We don't want that. We don't want Kol HaShavua Shabbat. We do want, maybe this is what he meant, we do want Kol HaShavua Shabbat in that everything is connected to God. That when I plow and I plant and I build bridges and I cure diseases and I conquer space and I conquer time, it's all with the permission, so to speak, of God, with the koach of God, thinking of God. But I have to have one day of Shabbos and 6 days of Sheshet Yemei Breshit. This idea, this concept that our focus, our unique connection to God comes through Shabbos as long as we recognize both Shamor v'Zachor, is said really beautifully, if you flip the page over, on the back of the page, in a beautiful sefer called Shabbat Malkitza, it was probably pronounced Shabbos Malkitza, I give a thank you to Mr. Joel Steinmetz, who pointed this keta out to me, so I publicly thank him. And he says the following beautiful idea. There is a question that many people have when you are singing Shalom Aleichem on Friday nights. Shalom Aleichem comes from a medrash which tells us that Malachim accompany us home from Shul, which means if we have the opportunity, we go to Shul. And when we come home from Shul, you remember the Medrash, it's a Gemara. The Gemara tells us that when we walk into the house, we know this since we're in first grade, but we have to look at it in a higher level. And we open the door. And if the Shabbos table is set beautifully, and there's an Avira of Shabbat, and no Malacha, and Shalom Bayit, then the angels bless us and say, Halavai next Shabbos also. And if Chas v'Shalom the opposite, and there's tension, and there's fighting, and there's malacha, and terrible stuff, what do the angels say? Should be next week also, Chas v'Shalom. Anyway, so based on that, we sing Shalom Aleichem, beautiful. Bo'achem l'shalom. Then some people sing Baruchuni l'shalom, not for now. Other people have problems with that. How can angels give you a bracha? Not for now. And then we sing, many people sing, Tzeitchem l'shalom. Is there anybody in this room who does not sing Tzeitchem l'shalom? Wow. So there's a beautiful, there are some, I didn't know, that's beautiful. There are some people who don't sing Tzeitchem l'shalom, they sing B'Tzeitchem l'shalom. Because the Vilna Gaon said that. Why would you, here you are, you're inviting these beautiful angels, whatever that means, to your house. Shalom Aleichem, Bo'achem l'shalom, Baruchuni l'shalom. Okay, get out of here. Okay, thank you, goodbye. Okay, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Kick them out. So some people don't sing, some people. Don't sing Tzeitchem l'shalom. How does it make sense? Some people sing Bid Tzeitchem l'shalom. When you leave, go in peace. Okay? But many people, at least in this room, almost everyone, sing Tzeitchem l'shalom. And why? How can you? And many, many explanations. I want to share with you Rav Pinkus. It's actually quoting earlier Sifrei Chassidim. But listen to what he says. Bishabbat, line 1. Bishabbat Kodesh. Ka'asher ha-malachim melavim et ha-adam ad beito. V'omeid la'aroch shulchano u'lahatkin se'udasa da'chakal tapuchin kadishin k'nusach ha'ariya kadosh. This is a, that's, anyone ever sing in Hebrew? It's not in Hebrew, it's Aramaic. Atkinu sudata, otherwise known as askinu sudasa. No, nobody sings askinu. When I was a, you do, you sing it. When I was when I was in 10th grade, I had a really powerful Rebbe, should live and be well. His name is Rabbi Morgan, and he was really the first person that he lived in our community. I lived in a small community in Silver Spring, Maryland, a small neighborhood, and he lived there with us, and he invited all the guys from the neighborhood. And I still remember guys who were older, guys who were younger, all kind of joining us together, a beautiful Shalashudis, every Shabbos in his house, we daven Ma'ariv, Rabbeinu Tam. And that's when I first started singing, Askinu Sudasa Divemenusa. Okay, anyway, it's not a lot of Kabbalah from what I gather. And one of the things we say about that is that Shabbos has the Chakal Tapuchin Kaddishin. There's a man in my shul who you may have seen, he wears a sputnik, and he walks around giving out apples to people based on this. Who gave it to you? Oh, wow, you see? So I've lived in this neighborhood for 10 years, and for 8 of those years, I watched him, this is not my style at all, I don't get it, I'm not saying I know everything, I'm saying I don't get it. And he never gave me, and I never asked. And then my son, he should live and be well. This should be safe. My son is in the army now. He's in the north. He's in the Hermon now, so he should be safe. And Mitzvah Hashem, and he and everyone up north and all the people there. Anyway, so my son is a little, what can I say? A little braver than I am in many ways. So when he was Shana Aleph in yeshiva, he went 2 years and then to the army. And when he was Shana Aleph, he went over to the guy and said to this man, to this rabbi, and he said, "How come? What are these apples?" And from that, and then he tried to explain a little bit what it was. And from that day, every Friday, I get an apple. I don't know. I eat it. I like apples, but I don't know. We're supposed to make. I don't know what it is. Anyway, it comes from that. Anyway, when the angels come back and they see the seuda of holy apples, whatever that means, like the Ari tells us. Dahainu midat malchut shamayim. Okay, that's what it means. Line 4. Ba hapaitan lehadgish. The poet who wrote Shalom Aleichem comes and tells us, and he emphasizes the following. You know what? Yes. Tzeitchem l'shalom. I'm very glad you came, but now it's time to leave. We say, She'al hamalachim latzeit l'shalom. Line 4. It's time to leave. You're here for a couple minutes. Goodbye. Shebemakom hashra'at hashchina eino kedai lamalachim lihiyot sham el rak Yisrael im krovo. He likens it to the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur. Nobody is allowed in the Kodesh Kadashim, not a single ish, including malachim. Only the Kohen Gadol is there, and we are like Kohanim Gadolim. What does that mean? Not sure. But I do understand this unique connection. It's a beautiful, beautiful pshat. Tzeitchem l'shalom means goodbye. I'm very happy you came. I don't need you. I may need you during the week, whatever that means. I may need that during the week. I'm not sure. But on Shabbos, it's me and God. If I am able to be Shomer Shabbat properly, not only on Shabbos itself, but during the week, if I am able to merge the physical and the spiritual, the Gashmi and the Ruchani, the Shamor and the Zachor, the Itaruta de Leila and Itaruta de la Tata, and I don't need anybody else, it's me and God. May we be Zoche this coming Shabbos and every single Shabbos of our lives to be Be'emet Be'emet Shomer Shabbat. Have a good evening, everybody.